This story is called Bastianello, and I really like it because it's a very, very silly, giggly story. It goes like this. Once there was a tailor who was in love with the grocer's daughter. And so all week long, he would save his money so he could go to the grocery store and he would buy whatever he could. And the two of them would sit around and kind of smile at each other and bat their eyes. And after a while, the tailor saved enough money to buy himself a nice house, and it had a particularly lovely wine cellar in it. And then he went to see the grocer and asked for his daughter's hand. And the grocer was overjoyed because the tailor was a very good man. And finally the day came where they were to celebrate their wedding. And at the wedding, they ran out of wine. And the new bride said, "I will go down into the wine cellar and I will get more wine." And the tailor showed her where it was. And so she went down the hall, and she opened the door down to the wine cellar. It was very dark, and the stairs were very narrow and very steep, and she went down very carefully, and she was a little worried about how steep it was. But when she got down to the wine cellar, it was huge, and all the casks of wine were stacked against the wall. And she went over to one, and she put the pitcher underneath the wine cask, and she opened the tap, and she smiled to herself, and she said, "How wonderful! The tailor and I have gotten married, and perhaps someday we shall have a boy, and I think we should name him Bastianello." And then she began to think, what if one day he was playing in the hall upstairs, and the door to the wine cellar had been left open, and his little ball rolled down the stairs, and he started chasing the ball, and he slipped, and he fell, and he broke his arm. And she started crying down there in the cellar, and the wine began running all over the floor. Up at the wedding feast, the grocer's wife was wondering what had happened to her daughter, and she said, "Let me go and find my daughter." And she went down the hall, and she found the door down to the wine cellar, and she opened it up. Oh, and she was very surprised at how steep and slick the stairs were. And she went down the narrow staircase, and there at the bottom was her daughter crying her eyes out with wine pouring everywhere. And she said, "Oh, my dear, what happened?" And the daughter said, "It's just so terrible. What if, after a year of being married to the tailor, we had a son? And we named him Bastianello. And one day, he was playing at the top of the stairs, and his little ball rolled down the stairs, and he chased the ball, and he broke his arm." And the grocer's wife said, "Oh my goodness, that's terrible. That's so terrible." And she started crying too. And the two of them sat down in the cellar crying, with the wine running all over the floor. Back at the wedding feast, the grocer was wondering what had happened to his wife and daughter. He said, "Don't worry, I'll go and find them." And he went, and he found that same door, and he opened it up and looked down those steep, slick stairs, down that narrow staircase. And he went down there, and he got down to the bottom, and there was his wife and his daughter, crying, wine running all over the floor. And he said, "What's happened? What, did something happen? Did one of you fall down those stairs?" And his wife said, No, but it's terrible. What if, after our daughter and the tailor had been married for a year, they had a son, and they called him Bastianello. And what if one day he was playing, and his ball rolled down these terrible stairs, and he ran after it, and he slipped and broke his arm? And the father said, "Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's just terrible." He started crying too. The three of them sat down in the wine cellar, crying, with the wine running all over the floor. And finally, up at the wedding feast, the tailor thought, "What has happened to my new family? I'd best go and find them." And so he opened up the door, went all the way down the stairs, and there at the bottom was his new wife and her parents, and the wine running all over the floor. He ran over, shut off the wine cask, and said, "What happened? Are you all right?" And the father said, "Oh, it's terrible. What if, after you had been married for a year, you had a son, and you named him Bastianello, and one day his ball fell down those terrible, winding, steep stairs, and he followed it, and he broke his arm? Isn't that terrible?
The tailor looked at all three of them. He said, Do you mean to tell me the three of you are sitting down here in my cellar, wasting my wine, crying over something that never happened? Why, that's pretty foolish. Well, nobody likes to be told they're foolish. The three of them stood up and dried their eyes, and they started arguing. They argued and screamed and yelled and howled. And you know how it is sometimes when people get really, really mad, they say things they do not mean. And that tailor was so mad. He said, I'll bet you are the most foolish people in the whole world. I bet there isn't anyone as foolish as you three. You know what? I'm going to leave the house right now, and I'm not even coming back until I find people who are as foolish as you are. Well, he regretted saying that right away, and so did his new wife, and so did her parents. But everybody was too mad to say they were sorry. So the tailor turned around, went up those stairs, announced to the wedding guests that he had someplace to be, and he would maybe see them later. He left the house in his wedding clothes, got on his horse, and rode off. He was so angry. Well, he'd only been riding for about 5 minutes when he realized it was a pretty stupid thing to do. I mean, where was he going to find people as foolish as those three were? He could be out here for years! And then he saw something very strange. There was a little house, and across the way there was a well. And a man came out of the house, ran to the well, pulled up the bucket, and when the bucket got to the top, the tailor could see there was a hole in the bottom of the bucket, and water was running out of the hole. The man took a teaspoon out of his pocket, dipped it in the bucket, and then ran back in the house. The tailor couldn't believe it. He couldn't imagine what was going on. But the worst thing about it was the man kept coming out, running to the well, pulling up the bucket, watching the water run out the bottom through the hole, taking his spoon, dipping one spoon out of the bucket, and running back in his house. And finally, the tailor could not take it anymore. He ran up. He said, What are you doing? And the man said, Don't bother me. I'm very, very busy. He said, Well, I can see that you're busy. What are you doing? He said, I don't have time to talk. He said, Okay. Can I just watch? The man said, Sure, I don't care. The tailor watched. The man took the teaspoon out of his pocket, dipped it into the bucket, ran into the house. The tailor followed him. When they got inside the house, the tailor saw the man had a big pot on the stove. He looked in the pot. There were potatoes in the pot. He saw the man drop the teaspoon of water into the pot over the potatoes and then run back out. The tailor stopped him. He said, Well, what are you doing? The man said, Well, can't you tell? The tailor said, No. The man said, I'm trying to fill up my pot so I can cook my potatoes. The tailor said, You're kidding. No. And if you don't get out of my way, it's going to take me all day to finish. And he continued to run back and forth. The tailor thought that was the most ridiculous thing he'd ever seen in his life. He stopped the man again. He said, Wait a minute. The man said, You are in my way. The tailor said, I know, but I'm going to help you. The tailor went over and found some straws. He cut the straws with his knife and stuck them in the bottom of the bucket in the hole. Then he dropped the bucket into the well, pulled it back up, took the bucket, untied it from the rope. The man said, Hey, what are you doing with my bucket? He said, Hold on, let me show you. The tailor took the bucket inside the house and dumped all the water on the potatoes, filling up the pot. The man said, Wow! That's amazing! I never thought of that! The tailor smiled at him, handed him his bucket, and walked out of the house. And he said, Okay, that's one person that's way more foolish than my wife and her parents. But I'll never find two more people like that. I mean, that man, he has to be one in a million. And the tailor went on down the road. Well, he hadn't gone too far when he heard a sound. Ow! He thought, What is that? And he turned around a corner and he saw a very strange thing. There was a man standing in the road without any pants on. His pants were at the bottom of a tree, and he'd tied one side to a little bush and one side to a rock, and he was underneath the tree. Then the man without any pants on climbed up the tree and hung from the branches, aiming his legs at his pants. And then he let go and tried to fall into them. And that's why he heard the sound. Boom! Ow! The tailor walked up. He said, "What are you doing?" The man said, "Look, don't bother me. I've been trying to get my pants on all morning. It's going to take me a little while longer. Just go on about your business. I'll be done in a bit." The tailor watched the man climb up the tree and try to fall into his pants several more times. He said, "Well, you know, I think I can help you." The man said, "I don't think you can." He said, "I can. Watch." The tailor untied the man's pants. "Hey, what are you doing with my pants?" "No, just wait, wait, wait. Come here. Sit down on this rock." "Why?" "Just sit down." The man sat down. The tailor held out the man's pants. He said, "Put your foot in the pant leg." The man said, "Why?" The tailor said, "Please, just do it." And the man did it. And he said, "Now put your other foot in." And the man did it. And the tailor helped him pull his pants up. And the man fastened his pants. He said, "Wow! That's amazing! I wish my father had taught me how to put my pants on like that. That saved a lot of time. Thank you, you're very smart." The tailor couldn't believe it. He smiled as the man walked off very happy with his pants. And the tailor said, "Okay, two people, very foolish. But I'm never going to find anyone, a third person, who's going to be more foolish than that. This has to be the worst." And he rode on down the road. But he hadn't gotten very far when he saw a wedding party. And he fit right in because he was still in his wedding finery. But they looked terrible, the wedding party. They were all drooped and draped all over the place. The people looked like they'd been outside for days. Their hair was all matted up and knotted up. The fine ladies who'd sprayed up their hair so it stayed on top of their head, those great big old sprayed parts were all hanging off to one side and down the back. Their clothes were stained and dirty. They had dark circles under their eyes. And right in the middle of it all, there was a very tall woman sitting on a very tall horse. And in front of them was an arch. But it was clear that because the lady was so tall and the horse was so tall, the lady could not actually ride underneath the arch without hitting her head. She couldn't fit under it at all, actually. And standing by the horse were two men, a groomsman who worked with the horse and the groom who had married the young lady. And they were arguing. "She needs to get off. No, the legs. She needs to get off. No, the legs. She needs to get off. No, the legs." And finally, the tailor stopped. He said, "What is going on?" And the groom, the one who'd married the very young lady, said, "In our village, it's tradition that after a man and woman get married, he must lead his new bride under this arch on a horse so that they will have good luck in their marriage. But as you can see, this horse is too big. We need to cut off his legs and then just pull him underneath the arch." And the groomsman said, "Oh, no, you're not. You're not touching my horse. That lady's too big. She needs to get off and walk underneath the arch by herself." And the groom said, "No, if she doesn't ride, we'll have bad luck." And the groomsman said, "Well, you're not touching my horse." And they argued back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And while they were arguing and all the people in the wedding party were sleeping on the ground, the tailor walked up to the lady on the horse and said, "Psst, bend over." She said, "What?" He said, "Bend over." The lady on the horse put her head down, and then the tailor led her right under the arch. All the people jumped up and started applauding. The groom started applauding. The groomsmen started applauding. They all said, "Wow, that was the smartest thing we'd ever seen. We never thought of that." The tailor smiled. He said, "Okay, I found way more than three." He turned around and rode back to his town. He hadn't even been gone half an hour. And there was his wife, still drying her eyes, and her parents. They were so overjoyed to see him. He got off his horse. He hugged his new wife. He hugged his new parents. He smiled at all of his guests who were still there. And they finished the wedding feast. A year later, the tailor and the grocer's daughter had a son. And they named him Bastianello. But he never fell down those stairs, because they kept that door locked. And that's the story of Bastianello.